So Shkalim chapter 6, Mishnah 3. V'haychan hayu mishtachavim. We said two Mishnahs ago, there were 13 bowing downs, 13 prostrations in the temple. And this Mishnah is going to go into where were they? Where were these 13 bowing downs? So says the Mishnah, Abba B'tzafon v'Abba B'drom, Shlosh of Mizrach, Ushtam B'marav. There were four in the north, four in the south, three in the east, and two in the west. Keneged Shlosh Asa Sha'arim. And they were opposite the 13 gates. So if you look at the picture here, you can see he's actually listed them for us. The 13 gates around the temple, these were the 13 entrances. And if a person was walking around the perimeter of it, so when they got to each one of the gates, they would bow down.
Where would the Kotel be today?
It's the western side, yeah. So it would be here. No, it's here somewhere. This is the western side of here, yeah. Yeah. And the Kaati brings that according to the Tana of this Mishnah, because they're different opinions, according to the Tana of this Mishnah, the reason they bowed down was really to thank Hashem for the beauty of this building, of the temple that we had. So that they would bow down opposite each one of the gates. And now the Mishnah is going to go through the gates and list exactly what they were.
So in other words, when we look at the Kotel, that would go towards the Mount of Olives.
The Kotel.
If we're looking at the western way.
So we're probably standing here somewhere.
Yeah,
and looking in that way.
In the Mount of Olives would
be that
there.
Side. Yeah. So what were the gates? Sharim Dromim Smuchin Lamarav. So starting on the southern wall and closest to the west, this gate number one, Shara Elyon. That was the high gate, the upper gate they called it. Why? Because the temple was actually sloping upwards from east to west. There was a slight slope of the temple over there. So this gate of these was the highest gate over here, and that was called the upper gate. Next gate over here was Shara Delek. That was the gate that they brought in the fuel for the altar. They would come in through that gate and load it up onto the altar over here. Shara Bechoros. Next gate was the firstborn animals gate. They would bring in any firstborn animals that had to be offered up. Were brought in through that gate. And Shara Maim. And lastly, this gate over here, this was the water gate. V'lama Nikrosh Mo Shara Maim. And why was this gate called the water gate? Shebo Machnisin Sluchos Shel Maim Shel Nisuch Bechag. This is the gate where they brought in the water to offer up on Sukkos. On Sukkos, they brought in a water offering. And the whole story in the Mishnah there, we'll get to it quite soon. But they would come in through this gate, and then they would use that water for the water offering. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov disagrees. He says, Bo ha-maim mefakim va-asidin leos yotzi mitachas miftan habayis. This is the gate from where there's a prophecy in Yechezkel that water would flow out from underneath the temple. We've heard it's been quite topical these days. But he says, this is the gate, this is the point from where the water would flow out, the trickle of water, and then would flow out of the temple. Lumasan b'tzafon, so opposite the southern gate on the northern wall over there, was Smuchin Lamarav, and closest to the west, starting with that gate over there. Shah Yechonya, that was the gate of Yechonya, and we'll see just now what that means. The Mishnah will tell us. Next gate was Shar Korban, where they would bring in korbanos that were to be shechted in over here. They would bring them in through that gate over there. Shah Nashim, then the next gate was the woman's gate over here. So the Kachi brings a machlokes where the woman did leaned on the animals or not. You know, smicha on the animals. So according to the one that they did smicha, they would come in through that gate. And according to the other opinion that they didn't, so they would just still come stand and they would still watch. But that was the gate anyway that they would come into.
What do you mean by smicha?
Leaning on the animal. And there's certain korbans that were offered up, you had to put your full weight on the animal. And that's what they used to do over there. And then lastly, Shara Shir. This was the gate, the gate of song. But that was the gate where they used to bring in all of the musical instruments into the temple courtyard. And now says the Mishnah of Elam, Nikra Shmo Sha'ar Yechonya. Why was this gate called the gate of Nechonya? Shabo Yatza Yechonya Begulaso. This is where Nechonya was taken out to exile. So he was taken from. He was taken out to that. He came in here. He bowed, prostrated himself at this gate, and then he was taken off to Babel. He was taken down to exile. But Mizrach, says the Mishnah in this wall over here, Shar Nicanor. This was the gate of Nicanor. This was the famous Nicanor gate. Was the main gate into this area over here. Was the Shara Nikonor. Ushnei Pishpishin Hayula, and there were two gates. There was one gate on either side of it. Echad b'minov echad, the smaller one on the left and one on the right. When the main gate was closed, and you still wanted to gain access into this area, so people would use one of the smaller gates.
So where did people come up from?
people come up here. This was the women's area, and then next was the men's, the male Israelite. Then there were stairs up where the Levim used to sing, and then onto this area where only the Kohanim were allowed, where the animals were shifted. There was the big Mizbeach. And this was so the actual building.
Where were these other areas where people were over there?
Yeah, yeah.
But not beyond the altar.
No, and there were stairs here. They don't show the stairs on this picture. But so you couldn't go up. The Levim could go up onto the stairs.
It's quite a small area.
Yeah, yeah. The Israelite area was a small area. It was a small area. And then last, he says, the Mishnah, Shnayim B'Marav, the two gates in the Western world, Shlo Haya Lahem Sham. They didn't have a name. These gates were not often used. All they did was lead out to behind the temple area, but no one really went in and out of these gates, so they didn't even have a name.
And what does one use